Glad to see you all were able to make it here on this nice summer morning. Take time out of your Saturday. Welcome to this workshop on resisting global capitalism, coordinating anti-globalization struggles in the North and South. We'll begin this morning with an opening plenary session from now to about 11 a.m. In this session, entitled Globalization from Below, three speakers will work to highlight some of the key themes for today's discussion around resisting global capitalism in the North and South. And then break up into small groups from 11:30 to 1 in order to discuss the general themes raised this morning by the three speakers. And at the end of this time, a rapporteur from each group will come and report to Afarna. I'm sorry. The rapporteur will report to her and so that we can synthesize the discussion and bring it back to the final plenary session. Okay, so I think John had a few words that he wanted to say.
Yeah, as Marnie explained, we're going to have our three speakers, and she'll introduce them in a moment, and then we're going to break up into working groups with the thought that maybe that's the best way to get everybody to have their say on these issues, rather than continue in the plenary. And then in the afternoon, of course, we're having more focused groups with resource people who will help us to think through some more specific themes. Let me just say a couple of things about the overall intention of the workshop as a whole. And these are themes I think we're hoping, well, the speakers will certainly draw our attention to, but that might help to guide the discussion in the first set of groups, which are on these more general themes. As you will know from the title, the main theme of the workshop is resistance to capitalist globalization, with particular reference to the question of the links that can and should be established between resistance in the South and resistance in the North. This suggests a number of questions that, as I say, will be broached in the initial plenary, but also in the morning workshops, and perhaps these ideas will be reiterated to you by your facilitator to help guide the discussion. But this is not prescriptive. If there are other issues, obviously, that the groups themselves feel have to be put on the table, so much the better. But we had a series of questions that we thought might orient the activity for the morning, and I'll just run over those for you. First one is, thinking about South and North, because this dichotomy, this way of thinking about the world is often used. The question we asked was, what contribution does the South-North distinction make to advancing our understanding of the process of capitalist globalization and of clarifying our tasks in building solidarity and internationalism on the left? And under that question, We had a couple of sub-issues that we thought might be worth focusing on. We took as a premise that a global hierarchy persists that continues to have different geographical and racial cultural effects along roughly south-north lines, a hierarchy that embodies imperialist relationships past and present. Secondly, we suggested that the centrality of this geographically defined hierarchy between the rich countries of the North and the poor countries of the South is to some extent subverted, or has been subverted, but how much and in what ways is, of course, a question, by the fact that the further development of capitalist globalization has made the broad mass of the population in both South and North vulnerable to the new powers of global capital and thus potentially firmer allies than in the past. And finally, under that question, we suggested that it's worth interrogating the adequacy of that North-South concept, because it can also obviously blur contradictions of class, gender, and race within both the North and the South, as well as the presence of, in effect, the South in the North and the North in the South. So there's that question about this thematic. How useful is it? But assuming that there is some utility to this way of thinking about the world, roughly speaking, a second question that we thought to pose was, in what positive ways are actions in both southern and northern sites of struggle being linked, and how might such solidarity be strengthened in future? And we thought that this would include a discussion of what are the sites and what are the kinds of actions that are most relevant to realizing positive links between South and North on different terrains of struggle against capitalist globalization. It would also include some discussion what are the organizational structures and set of motivating ideas, populist, socialist, anarchist, environmentalist, anti-globalization, anti-imperialism, no logo, cultural nationalist, gender-related, democracy, etc. Most likely, what are these kinds of ways of thinking about the world and our resistance are most likely to maximize the overall cumulative impact of the actions that we take to link northern and southern struggles? And thirdly, there is a question which is perhaps the other side of this coin. In what ways can the differential material circumstances, because obviously there is some dichotomy between rich and poor that has a geographical basis, we're not quite sure what its implications are entirely, but in what ways can the differential material circumstances between those in the north and those in the south, or other differences cast in terms of culture, race, and the like, undermine potential north-south solidarity? How are any contradictions along these lines to be overcome? Sometimes, for example, it's said that the material interests of workers in the north are a little different from material interests of workers and others in the south. There's the problem of racism, etc. So some of the more negative problems that we have to overcome in order to realize solidarity. Finally, but this is, I think, a theme more for the final plenary, we want to talk a little bit, because we see this session as perhaps by the end of the afternoon crystallizing in some kinds of further development of our own practice around anti-imperialist and north-south themes. What are the possible activities and organizational initiatives that might be taken by those on the Toronto left who, working within their broader project of rebuilding the left, want to act on the internationalist wing of that project, and to do so especially with reference to building South-North solidarity? So we're hoping maybe by the end to elicit from some of you interest in perhaps joining with others of us to work as a group around these issues, as I say, within the broad project of rebuilding the left. So those are the themes that we've taken at least as a preliminary set of orienting notions for the day's work. I think they'll be picked up on by the speakers who Marnie will now introduce and crystallized as well, I hope, in the more pointed discussions of the afternoon around these themes, and come back in the last session in the afternoon. With that kind of setting of the stage, I'll pass it back to Marnie.